Pádraic Lodge is here again with the papers.
Pre-budget speculation features on the front of the Irish Times. Political correspondent Cormac McQuinn reports that free public transport will be extended to all children under 9 years of age under proposals being put forward by the Green Party. We're told the measure would cost around €8 million per year. While a November general election is being widely predicted, Sarah Slater in the Irish Daily Mail suggests that there is now some talk of a St Valentine's Day election on the 14th of February. Back in the Times, Olivia Kelly has a story that two vacant buildings in Dublin City Centre, owned by Dublin City Council, are to be sold to a travel agent after proposals to use them for social housing were dropped. Customers have been warned to brace themselves for massive increases in health insurance when they renew their policies in the coming months. That's the lead story for the Irish Independent, put together by personal finance editor Charlie Weston. We're told that the cumulative impact of recent price rises from the three main health insurance providers could mean increases of around €500 per year for some people. The Independent also covers the announcement by Irish auction house Whites that it will be holding a sale of important Irish art at the end of the month. The main attraction, an oil on canvas titled The Top of the Tide, is one of Jack B. Yeats' last works before his death in 1957. According to the Irish Examiner, the Defence Forces has a surveillance operation in place to monitor any Russian naval vessels that enter Irish waters in the coming days and will likely send out a vessel to monitor their activity. The paper's Islands of Ireland series concludes with a piece on Shirkin Island by Dan McCarthy, who recalls that for 6 weeks every summer, it was our escape from reality. The top story for the Irish Daily Mail is that a group of tourists walking along Thomas Street in Dublin were forced to seek shelter in a local pub after they were pelted with stones. Let's Go for Croke is the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, with Sandra Mallon reporting that Liam Gallagher, when asked about the Wolf Tones supporting Oasis at their Croke Park concerts, replied, "I'm up for it. Let's do it." The Irish News editorial focuses on the latest setback for plans to rebuild Casement Park. The leader writer says, "We've been left with a sense of dereliction, which reflects political failure on a huge scale." The top story for the Belfast Telegraph is that the BBC's legal bill for settling two high-profile workplace disputes has now topped £600,000. Staying at the BBC, and the Irish Sun reports that Strictly Come Dancing's ratings for its Saturday night launch show hit an historic low in the wake of its bullying scandal. Also in the Sun, Power Cut Chaos is the headline, above photographs of travellers in long queues in the rain trying to get into Dublin Airport yesterday. The Herald focuses on research carried out by academics which found that gambling is increasingly regarded as a normal part of sport by Irish children due to the high level of exposure to gambling marketing. Sports coverage is widely led by Rory McIlroy's runner-up finish at the Irish Open. Same old Rory, says the Irish Daily Star, while the Herald headline sums it up as more heartache for Rory. The Star reports on the death in England of Rosie, believed to be the oldest cat in the world, aged 33, and there's an eye-catching photograph of a fearless butterfly landing on the head of a venomous snake in Indonesia. And finally, the Echo has a report and photos from the visit by the Garda helicopter to a primary school in Cove. It's described in the headline as a flying visit.
Pádraic, thank you.